seen the gifts flow down from Rockefeller's vault. He tells us that he's generous, but never to a fault. He's on the give, not on the take. Well, if you think that's true, let's take a look at what he gives and who he gives it to. Hey, here's your gift from Rocky. It's the answer to your prayer. He heard you were in trouble and he always does his share. Just think of him as Robin Hood with one important hitch. He's robbing from the poor folks and he's giving to the rich. Here's to William Ronan, a half a mil and more, for taking care of business on the New York Jersey shore. I think of poor Bill Ronan and I shed a salty tear. It's hard these days to make ends meet on 80 grand a year. And here's your gift from Rocky, it's the answer to your prayer. How about New York welfare mothers? They were living much too high. They needed fiscal discipline. Well, Rocky's just the guy. So when the unemployment rate and the cost of living soared, he cut back ADC 15% across the board, saying, here's your gift from Rocky, it's the answer to your prayer. He heard you were in trouble and he always does his share. Just think of him as Robin Hood with one important hitch. He's a robbing from the poor folks and he's giving to the rich. Here's to Henry Kissinger in friendship and in love, a $50,000 check descending from above, expecting nothing in return. So Henry, off your knees, just think of good old Rocky as you travel overseas. And here's your gift from Rocky, it's the answer to your prayer. Subway fares keep rising, whoever we elect, from men who ride in limousines, well, what can we expect? With David's transportation bonds and Nelson's corporate flair, another upstate highway and a half a dollar fare. And here's your gift from Rocky, it's the answer to your prayer. For white folks in South Africa, it seems there is no peace. Apartheid is expensive, someone's gotta pay the police. With UN sanctions hurting trade, they sure know who to thank when generous investments flow from Chase Manhattan Bank. Saying, here's your gift from Rocky, it's the answer to your prayer. Riots up at Attica, hostages and all, they want him to negotiate, they got a lot of gall. And Rocky, he spared no expense on the answer to their call. Delivered when the troopers opened fire from the wall, saying, here's your gift from Rocky, it's the answer to your prayer. He heard you were in trouble, well, he always does his share. You can think of him as Robin Hood with one important hitch. He's robbing from the poor folks and he's giving to the rich. Fuel was short last winter, this year could be worse, but you learn to live with crises when they always line your purse. And if the Arabs shut us off, will Rocky find us more? Sure, a good supply of costly crude from Venezuela's shore. Saying, here's your gift from Rocky, it's the answer to your prayer. Gas is up, welfare's down, the prison's under siege. We're doing good if we survive his damn noblesse oblige. And the biggest gift is yet to come. Oh, won't we all be floored when Rocky, our vice president, should say to Jerry Ford, Jerry, here's your gift from Rocky. I know you won't refuse. You'll head the list of all my friends. What have you got to lose? You can think of me as Santa Claus, but let's get one thing clear. You don't elect a Santa. It's the same one every year.
Ships come and go with the tide. If you've got the money, you ride. But I know a dark place inside for anyone who might want to hide. Well, here comes Blue Boy on the scene. Tonight he's all dressed up in green. Earmuffs with nothing between. Just waiting for some of a queen. Da 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 da. Wanda gets dressed up in heels, walks down the street and makes deals. Someone to pay for her meals. Ah, but boredom is all that she feels. Can cure all his ills. Like candy, he pops down the pills. In the morning, he wakes up with chills. The pusher has come for his bill. Sue claims that she knows sin. She can live again. I don't know, maybe she can. She might do a little better then. Fat Fingers, he runs the place. Cries with a grin on his face. Any lost soul can find space. I but he'll move back the walls just in case. Dark place inside for anyone who might want to hide.
I used to be part of the movement, but there's so many phonies involved now that it's hard to feel it. I'm sorry. If it was good enough for my mother and father, it's good enough for me. Well, I'm a member of a strong minority group myself, and the Jews came here with nothing, but they didn't have to resort to all kinds of...
I'll tell you, baby.
I'll tell you, it ain't gonna be the spades. It ain't gonna be the spades.
So dig it, man. So listen, I walked into the core center, right? And there's this chick, man. And you should have seen her. She was about...
So this fix says to me, man. He said, hey.
They're all alike. I don't care what you say. They're all alike. No matter what you do with them, they're always going to come back.
If they wanted to work, they could find work. The reason they're not working is because they're lazy. If they want to work, they can find work.
someday there's going to be such a revolution in this country that the world is going to turn around.
Your son walks into the house and says, Daddy.
Now listen, what I'm telling you, they, after all, they got TV sets, they got cars, they got good homes. What more?
It is the responsibility of every single member of these United States of ours to ensure that every Negro, every single Negro, is completely and totally
unfeeling person, and I was with them all the way until they started this black power thing, which you really can't do all classes.
I'm sorry. My parents came to this country with nothing but the clothes on their backs.
It's private property that's the crime. It's the capitalists that are mistreating the workers so that it's necessary for war as an act of animals. War is an act of animals. Human beings are horrible. It's an act of animals. You have to be an animal to kill someone. I say, when I was a kid, you wouldn't think of walking out onto a street and telling people what they were.
Business is business.
I know how tells me that the commies are behind it all, and I don't care what anybody says, if you look at all the records that are available.
I really do. My wife and I have sat down and talked about it, and I feel very much about it, but I just don't know where we're going to find the time. I don't know where I'm going to find the time.
Well, listen, I tell you, because I've lived here a long time, and you just can't walk out the street in New York anymore without some idiot jumping out of the bush, some monkey.
Oh, yeah. I was young once.
Stealing money from the poor. 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 I never thought they could get so far. Stealing money from the poor. Turning rights into privilege. Turning the vote into non-selection. Turning the vote into non-selection. Coke and Pepsi are exactly the same thing. Turning the vote into non-selection. Set standards for conduct and behavior. 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 You can't work if you're out of favor. Uh-oh. Set standards for conduct and behavior. Talking like a corpse about the drug trade. 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 U.S. is there when there's money to be made. Talking like a corpse about the drug trade. Threatening women's right to decision. 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 Claiming that hate is really religion. Threatening women's right to decision.
making us leaner, questioning our dedication. 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 While they have a party strip mine in the nation. Making us leaner, questioning our dedication. It's acceptable to be surrounded by poverty. 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 As long as TV can show it with decency. It's acceptable to be surrounded by poverty. Just a message for the folks down in D.C. Just a message for the folks down in D.C. Just a message for the folks down in D.C. Just a message for the folks down in D.C. It's time to change your policies, yeah. Just a message for the folks down in D.C.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to a special birthday edition of The Bit Slap. I'm your host, KBC, and I'm really pissed off. I'm sorry. Every day I turn on the TV and I realize, you know, this fucking country is so broken. And it's not broken by Mexicans, it's not broken by people on welfare, it's broken by Congress. We have a Congress that's been whoring itself to corporate interests. We have a Congress that thinks the needs of the people are less important than the desires, shall we say, of these special interests. They seem to think that it's our national interest to provide millions and billions of dollars in protections and tax credits and favors for a few of these guys who come to Washington. Not even personally, they send their lobbyists to Washington with wheelbarrows full of money. Disguised as campaign contributions, but you and I will know what they are. They're fucking bribes, right? And I think it borders on the criminal. And to think that we may be able to repair this damage to our country before we address the corrosive influence of all this money, it's laughable. It's laughable and it's delusional. Now, you can write your congressman, but I wouldn't bother unless you have a couple $100 bills to stick in the envelope. Now, it's hard to imagine anyone talking about the Bush-Cheney axis the way they're talking about Obama now, and not spending some serious time in either Guantanamo or just plain disappearing. You can see the Kool-Aid Party rallies all over the place, and you have to think that these guys would have been rounded up and sent far away 10 years ago. Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann would have been ground up by the noise machine. Glenn Beck, too. If they had taken in that tone of voice back then. Of course, they're Bushites, so it wouldn't have happened. But now, I don't know about you, but I voted for change that I could believe in, and I'm not a believer anymore. It's becoming clearer and clearer that Barack Obama is just a Republican in Democrats' clothing. Now, he was either lying to get us elected, or else the man got to him and told him to toe the line, or else. So in that vein, we started with the employees. Throw the bums out! I'll say it again. Throw the bums out! November, remember, okay? Charlie King after that. Here's a gift from Rocky. Dick Campbell, Despair's Cafeteria. The Freak Scene, Draft Beer Nut Students. And the protest song from Mike Reckner. So join me as we celebrate the warts on the body politic of America. Here in the 234th anniversary of our founding fathers who had something different in mind. I'll talk to you later.
Hey man, you know this country's in bad shape, they done cut the budget? People shoving all up and down the line, man. I went down to the employment office. They didn't have a thing
for poor me. Oh Lord, I went down to the important office. They didn't have a thing for poor me. I went down to the welfare. The poor were the same. People out there in line. Oh man, what the brother did. Those are the poor people in line. Oh, they're looking for a job. A work is so hard to find. Hey, Mr. President, we're gonna write you a letter now. The whole 50 states. You know they cut the budget, they cut the blind, they cut the lean, they cut the student loan program, even cut the little children eating meals in school. You know it's rough out here. We need education today. We're one of the greatest, smartest countries on earth. Without education, we can't make it. Mr. President, will you reconsider? It's bad out here, man. It's tough. People are suffering all up and down the line. You don't understand. You say things getting better. Might be better in Washington, D.C., but not better here. Come down to North Carolina a little bit. I'll tell you what to do. Come live with me. I'll tell you, I'll take care of you. You know what I'll do? I'll give you some pinto beans. I'll give you some black eyed peas. I'll give you a streak of lean and a great big streak of fat. I'll show you how a poor man lives. It's rough out there, man. Yours truly, the whole 50 states. Mr. President, please give these people something to do. Oh man, Mr. President, give these people something to do. You gotta try singing like the Mojo Blues.
His face was round and reddish, and his hair was slightly curled. He didn't look too different from the others I had seen. Who'd have thought he was the answer to the nation's dream? At first he didn't seem to be intelligent at all. Each time he'd start to walk about, he'd stumble and he'd fall. My first impression was to be a most mistaken thought. Lord Almighty, what's this little hairy monkey row? Because I witnessed his departure from his mother's womb, I felt inclined to check his progress every afternoon. One day the keeper of the zoo called in the live TV. Frankly said, I think you'll be amazed at what you see. The monkey walked and talked and waved his arms about his head. In the corner was the stack of books that he had read. An educated monkey set the papers across the land. It was more than weary sociologists could stand. Oh, his fame was universal, he was on the Carson Show. People talked about him kindly everywhere he'd go. His insight was amazing, his philosophy was fair. He became a politician, welcome everywhere. His wit was not to be compared with any mind intact. He'd lace a phrase with irony and blend it all with fact. Conservatives applauded and the liberals were impressed. The bigots and the integrationists were in his camp. Nobody dared to meet him in an open press debate. He was nominated by the folks from every state. Yes, a monkey was the president, though maybe not the first. And there was peace and harmony throughout the universe. The dream I had last night has been related as it came. As for interpretation, well, it's really very plain. Would you rather have a monkey up in Washington, D.C., or have those people making monkeys out of you and me?
Get an MBA, a newfound hatred for the poor, and a burning desire to start a war. So I went to my doctor and said, what the heck is wrong with me? And he just smiled and said, son, why don't you sign up for the GOP? Well, the next thing you know, I'm putting up posters of Ronald Reagan on my wall. I got a collection of books by Milton Friedman and an autographed picture of Fawn Hall. Then I started working for my congressman, and on the first day that I got paid, I took all my money and donated it to Contra Aid. Cause I was a teenage Republican. Oh, the year was 1981 and a new era had just begun. We went from leisure suits to power suits and disco records to guns. And we told the world that if you were politically left of center, then it was reason enough to invade ya. So to keep us safe from the communist threat, we went to a golf course called Grenada. After 2 weeks of fun in the sun, we got it back on the right track. And our next vacation spots were booked in Panama and Iraq. Meanwhile, in the White House, anybody who wasn't extremely rich was persona non grata. And Nancy Reagan said to just say no to everything except Frank Sinatra. But I was a teenage Republican. They promised to cut taxes and increase defense spending by $800 billion. Shooting for a balanced budget, give or take $2 or $3 trillion. Well, I supported Reagan and I supported Bush because they both sounded so sincere. But now when I look back on the 1980s, it all seems pretty clear that those guys were willing to say anything just to get elected and nothing was achieved. The economy was destroyed and the American public was deceived. Now I'm standing in an unemployment line, my benefits are about to end. I wish I could apply the same welfare programs the liberals tried to defend. But I was a teenage Republican and I can't deny it. I was a teenage Republican. No, I try to hide it. I was a teenage Republican.
Oops, I spilled my martini all over the blue suede interior of my new Lincoln. Well, Lincolns are so gauche. Why don't I just get a Rolls and give it to Junior? Dress, our fancier dress, your loafers and those Saks Fifth Avenue clothes. We're riding through a recession. Oh, really, dear? Sorry to break it to you. But I got enough stock to survive another depression. You know why it is, people. Because I'm rich.
Rich.
White.
White.
Oh, yes, Republican all the way. Gotta be rich,
rich,
white,
white,
Republican. Hear that first one,
Republican.
You gotta be rich,
rich.
You gotta be white,
white.
You gotta be Republican.
Republican.
You cry and wail. You have a hangnail, and little Seymour is fucking. Company, cause he's rich, he's white, he's Republican, he's all three. You gotta be rich,
rich,
white,
white.
You gotta be Republican, right, Ronnie?
Republican.
You gotta be rich,
rich.
You gotta be white,
white.
You gotta be Republican,
Republican.
Rich,
rich.
I'm white,
white.
I'm Trey Republican. I go to work I'm on the golf course by 2 or 3. My accountant and my lawyer meet me on the first tee, so we can talk about more tax breaks for me. Those Democrats want to give everything away. They're in bed with the unions all day. Isn't that right, Jimmy Hoffa? I get so mad when I hear a Jesse Jackson speech, but he'll never be president. Listen up, Ted Kennedy, that's way out of reach. 'Cause you gotta be rich.
Rich.
White.
White.
Republican.
Rich.
Sorry, Fritz.
White.
George Bush. I know you drive. I know you drive a Mercedes. I know you don't drive a Lincoln. See you in 88, buddy. I'll be somewhere else.
Well, one day soon. was gonna return in his alligator shirt Mercedes limousine. Well, it's gonna be a day of reckoning like Amico liberals has never seen. But until now, Jones climbed high on that final judgment day. Well, it's up to me and Jerry and a few white friends to drive him sinners away. Well, Jesus Christ was a Republican, and if you're not, you can go to hell. Or you can beat your soul with TV preacher, he's got little flight pins to sell. And I don't give a damn about Mexicans, and I'll never be careful Jews. I'm a member of a moral majority, and the army's gonna force my views. Said Jesus Christ was a Republican, and if you're not, you can go to hell. Or you can beat your soul with TV preacher, he's got little flight pins to sell. Give a damn about Mexicans, and I'm never gonna count for Jews. I'm a member of a moral majority, and the army's gonna force my views.
Do not be afraid. I am placing the name Nick Belusso in your subconscious mind. You will remember this. You will vote on election day. You will vote Nick Belusso for governor. You will remember this. You will vote on election day. You will vote Nick Belusso for governor. You will remember this.
I got fed up with all them candidates, figured even I'd make a better president. So I ran down, most hurriedly, became a candidate for the presidency. Look out, I'm running too. Well, I got me a campaign slogan, campaign from New York to Oakland. I think everybody ought to be rich, so vote for me when I get rid of Newt Gingrich. Got 10 spin doctors, a big stretch bus. All I talk about is trust. I'm just like you, even wear plaid. Spent $42 million on negative ads. They go like this. Dole won't win any polls. Won't score with Fords. Buchanan? Well, he's just a loose cannon. Well, I'm left to right and right to left. Pretty centered in the middle, I guess. But if you think I'd date Piat Buchanan's daughter, you must think I'm crazy. Wouldn't do it for all the money at Forbes before he started running. Well, Bill Clinton called me just last week to say hello. Said, my friend Steve, what do you think we need to make this country grow? I said, my friend Bill, Sharon Stone, Naomi Campbell, Cindy Crawford, Ella McPherson, Claudia Schiffer. Well, I don't care what you want to do. You want to vote for me? That's up to you. Don't tell me about it. See, I don't want to hear it. Lost all my campaigning spirit. Think they ought to take all them candidates, put them on a big plane, send them over to Cuba, let them run for president over there.
George Bush, he's a pain in my tush. Mike Dukakis is bland. Besides, his name don't rhyme with anything. And the Reverend Jesse Jackson, because he was born black, son, can't get elected, and that's wrong. it's a fact, son. Now that Simon Hardendoe have been flushed down the deep hole, we need someone to lead our great land. Like a name from the past, get him out of retirement and fast. We need someone to kick around again. Bring back Richard Nixon. Bring back Tricky Dick. I am not a crook, he said. They could not make the charges stick. So bring back Richard Nixon and make it quick. And then nobody can lick our dick. Watergate was a drop in the bucket in the well of history. Don't say Nixon's full of crap, oh, like he never sold guns to the Ayatollah. He went to China, made his peace with the yellow man. Makes up for losing Vietnam. Everybody, bring back Richard Nixon. Bring back old Tricky Dick. Out there, man, and Earl Grey too. Don't forget old Spiro Agnew. Bring back Richard Nixon. Lord, let's do it quick. And nobody can lick our dick. Well, the late 60s and early 70s, man, them days was great. We all stood united cause we had one man to hate. At our demonstrations, man, we thought we'd change the world. Besides, they was great for meat and girls. Everybody, bring back Richard Nixon. Bring back old Tricky Dick. Let's give them our hugs and kisses. The only bush in the White House belongs to his missus. Bring back Richard Nixon and make it quick. And nobody can lick our dick. But it doesn't smell. Nancy Reagan's astronomer said so. Now I know it's a fact. The moon's in Libra. Nixon's coming back. Everybody, bring back Richard Nixon. Bring back old Tricky Dick. Yeah, he hires the handicapped. He's gonna give Ed Meese his old job back. Bring back Richard Nixon. Lord, let's do it quick.
Nixon to be our president, and Cabot Lodge will make a great VP. Go vote for Richard Nixon and Henry Cabot Lodge, and we'll have peace and sound prosperity. With Nixon in the White House and Lodge's trusted mate, we know that everyone could feel secure. They've proved they have the know-how to guide our ship of state through fair and stormy weather, that's for sure. Come on, you independents and every GOP, we've got a job to do election day. Go vote for Richard Nixon and Henry Cabot Lodge, 'cause they're the ones to lead the USA. Nixon in the White House and Lodge's trusted mate,
We know that everyone could feel secure. They prove they have the know-how to guide our ship of state through fair and stormy weather, that's for sure. Come on, you independents and every GOP, we've got a job to do election day. Go vote for Richard Nixon and Henry Cabot Lodge, 'cause they're the ones to lead the USA. Hooray for peace, prosperity for USA.
One other thing I probably should tell you, because if I don't, they'll probably be saying this about you too. We did get something legit after the election. A man down in Texas heard Pat on the radio mention the fact that she doesn't have a mink coat. And believe it or not, the day before we left on this campaign trip, we got a message from the Union Station in Baltimore saying they had a package for it. We went down to get it. You know what it was?
WFMU.
Okay, Glenn Beck back here with you. And I don't know what to tell you. We have a bunch of Republican senators out there that have decided that renewing unemployment benefits for those who have been out of work for God knows how long, the people that really need this money, it would be bad for the deficit. It would be about $30 billion for a year. That's about 3 months worth of a charade type war. They weren't concerned about the deficit when they gave Bush Cheney access a blank check to hand over to Halliburton, Blackwater, KBR, and God knows who else. And Halliburton went out and spent it in their comfortable offices in Dubai. They're not even in this country anymore. The idea of giving that money to people in this country who that they can spend it here and benefit the economy is not going to fly. But it would go a long way towards atoning for the fact that it was the government that gave all these nice favors to these corporations in the form of toothless bullshit regulations, so-called regulations, that helped cause our economy to destruct. And the fact that Democrats don't have the balls to defy these guys means that they're complicit in an act that approaches treason. That's right, you fucking traitors, all of you. You've turned your back on the people of this country that you're supposed to serve. You took a constitutional oath to serve the people, and you've turned your back on them. I don't know how you sleep at night. We started that set with Big Boy Henry, Mr. President. The monkey who became president was Tom T. Hall. I'm not sure which one's the monkey, them or us. Wally Pleasant from Michigan. I was a teenage Republican. He wasn't really. Root Boy Slim and the Sex Change Band. Rich White and Republican. Root Boy Slim was a classmate of George Bush in Yale. Got thrown out for being a drunk. I don't think he's a friend of George's. The Republican Party from Norman Cox. Jesus Christ was a Republican. Wally Pleasant again. A little piece of a genuine campaign ad for you there. Talking Candidate for President Blues from Stephen Keen. Bring Back Richard Nixon, God help us, the Swinging Erudites. And then the Clancy Hayes Dixieland Band, Go Vote Nixon Lodge. I don't know, Nixon might even sound good at this point. Let's think about it. We'll meet back here in a minute.
Oh, the price of gold is rising out of sight, and the dollar is in sorry shape tonight. What the dollar used to get us now won't get ahead of. Let us know the economic forecast isn't bright. But amidst the clouds I spot a shining ray. I begin to glimpse a new and better way. I've devised a plan of action, worked it down to the last fraction, and I'm going into action here today. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell some power broker what you did for Iacocca would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am leaving for that great receiving line. And when they hand the million grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine. When my creditors come screaming for their dough, I'll be proud to tell them all where they can go. They won't have to scream and holler, they'll be paid to the last dollar, where the endless streams of money seem to flow. I'll be glad to tell them all what they must do. It's a matter of a simple form or two. It's not just remuneration, it's a liberal education. Aren't you kinda glad that I'm in debt to you? And I'm changing my name to Chrysler. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell some power broker what you did for Iacocca would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am leaving for that great receiving line. And when they hand a million grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine. Since the first amphibian crawled out of this line, we've been struggling in an unrelenting climb. We were hardly up and walking before money started talking, and it said that failure is an awful crime. It's been that way a millennium or two. Now it seems there is a different point of view. If you're a corporate titanic and your failure is gigantic, down in Congress there's a safety net for you. So I'm changing my name to Chrysler. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell some power broker what you did for Iacocca would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Chrysler. I am leaving for that great receiving line. And when they hand a million grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine. Oh, when they hand a million grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine.
Howdy, folks. My name is Tex Payer. Now, I'm getting a little teed off with all you folks out there that buy these foreign-made products and don't buy American-made products. Now, if you've ever lost your job because of that, this song is dedicated to you. Now we're having us a struggle with the Japanese yen, so I'm writing you a letter with the Japanese pen. Say I'm out of work and I've got nothing to do except to watch soap operas on my Japanese tube. Now my kid goes to school on a Japanese scooter, and he solves all his problems on a Japanese computer. I'm down to the bottom and my wife is in tears, 'cause she cuts the boy's hair with Japanese shears. Say, let's get together, all the women and men, and tell the president, don't support the yen. Buy American, don't be a jerk. Hey, we need to get our own people back to work. Now, I went to see my buddy in the barrio. We listened to his Japanese stereo. We had Japanese tuna and a taco supreme, but then we topped it all off with Japanese fried beans. Now that kind of made me mad, people. If we don't stick together, we're all gonna go broke together. So don't buy foreign-made products, buy American-made products. Then we get our jobs back, and we can get this country back on its feet again. What do you say, y'all? Say, let's get together, all the women and men, and tell the president, don't support the yen. Buy American, don't be a jerk. We need to get our own people back to work. Now I had to put my Japanese watch in hot, so I bought myself a Japanese alarm clock. I had no money left to quench my thirst, so I had to bum a dollar from a Japanese tourist. Ain't that a shame? Let's get together, all the women and men, and tell the president, don't support the yen. Buy American, don't be a jerk. Hey, we need to get our own people back to work. Say, buy American, buy American, buy American. Don't be a jerk.
We need to get our own people back to work.
I am pleased to report that Operation Desert Storm is right on schedule. The United States met every overture of peace with open contempt. Step by step, we forced the world into war despite the world's prayers for peace. We are severely degrading the United Nations.
And that's why Secretary of State Baker and Treasury Secretary Brady have met with many world leaders
with the aim of
profiteering from this crisis. Most countries share our concern for principle, and many have a stake in contravention of international law.
Our pinpoint attacks strike at population centers. And let me say, I have every reason to be very pleased with our tools of terror.
This is the first assault in which the nations of the world can no longer count on East-West confrontation to stymie American ambitions. A new world order can emerge. A world where the rule of the jungle supplants the rule of law. A world where there will be a lasting role for a sound defense budget. American interests are far-reaching, and they remind us we are more economically vulnerable. And if, with the Congress, we can develop a dependence on higher defense costs, there will be a lasting role for inhumane aggression.
Principles that you have pledged to defend. One more proof of the savagery in this country.
And that's why they sweat and toil in the sand and the heat and the sun. And the whole world knows it.
Trouble a brewing in the Middle East. You bet your bottom dollar will be there. There's just a little bit of oil in this little bitty world, and we're looking to take our share. We're soldiers of Exxon, fighting for the good of the world. We'll give up our lives for the oil men and their wives, and keep them in diamonds and pearls. Send our boys to Saudi Arabia, to the shoreline off the coast of Iran, and they're not coming back till it's over in Iraq, and we've taken it for dear old Uncle Sam. We're soldiers of Exxon, fighting for the good of the world. We'll give up our lives for the oil men and their wives, and keep them in diamonds and pearls. Take it! Up the shorelines of Alaska, and if they ask us, say it wasn't us. We're big, we're mean, we're dirty. Look what we've done to New Jersey. Ain't no one gonna wanna mess with us. We're soldiers of Exxon, fighting for the good of the world. We'll give up our lives for the oil men and their wives, and keep them in diamonds and pearls. 'Cause we're fighting for the good of the world.
The crisis in the Gulf.
Countdown to confrontation.
Tons of action figures.
Crisis in the Gulf.
Countdown to confrontation.
Tons of action figures.
Crisis in the Gulf.
Countdown to confrontation.
Tons of action figures.
Crisis in the Gulf.
The media try to sell us something. The media.
The military view.
The mouthpiece for the administration.
Americans don't mind.
The mouthpiece for the administration.
You're right on target.
The media. Try to sell us something.
The military view.
Let the buyer beware.
You're right on target.
People are buying like there's no tomorrow.
Crisis in the Gulf.
People are buying.
The threat of war.
People are buying.
The threat of war.
Most of the generals agree that
now
the
show might
countdown to confrontation.
We explore the situation in the Persian Gulf from several different angles.
When and how
might the war be fought?
Let's say there's a resolution on the use of force and you vote it down. Isn't that almost unthinkable? Isn't that almost unthinkable?
How could you conceivably tell him that he can't do it?
Isn't that almost unthinkable?
Every subject's duty is a king.
Tell him.
What traits do you look for?
The media.
A herd mentality.
If the boss of the Arab world is the coalition of us and our allies,
launch the attack.
The rich have a choice.
Launch the attack. He has all the power.
You say he can't.
He says he can't.
You say he can't.
Says he can't.
Launch the attack.
The rich have a choice.
Launch the attack.
Every subject's duty is the king.
He says he can't.
You say he can't.
He says he can't.
Launch the attack.
The media try to sell us something.
Buy or don't buy.
Every subject's duty is the king, but every subject's soul is his own.
The spotted owl won't stand a chance. On the ocean front, better wear your pants. A woman's body won't be her own when they put in yet another clone. Clone, 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 clone. All guard liberals one by one are headed for oblivion. The right to lifers hold out hope. Who knows, they might appoint the Pope. Pope, 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 Pope. On-site cross-dressers all will be shot, and you'll get life for smoking pot. Evolution backers and their hopes will find the crosshairs in their scopes, all pointed by the NRA, to lead us down the great white way. Great white way. They'd add hoods to their robes if they had their druthers, just like Hee-Haw, Bumpus Smothers brothers. They tilt those hoods and wear hip boots and fish red herrings all in cahoots with leaders who will never learn. Though they fiddle while they watch rum burn, burn, baby, burn, baby, burn. Whoa! The court, the high court, the court of last resort. The court, the high court, the court of last resort. The court,
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 the court.
I think they'll have to build a fort around the court of last resort.
At last report, the court was rather short.
A equal pay will have to wait. The homeless will evaporate. Civil rights will be all wrong. We won't be allowed to sing this song. Sing, 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 sing song. Uzis carried in the crowd while naked dancing's not allowed. Anyone can take your pee to test for drugs or HIV. Someone took my pee. Quotas will be stricken too. There'll only be one way to screw. Miranda will be obsolete. Eventually we'll feel the heat. A protest won't be very lawful. Artist's art will soon be awful. He'll follow us from birth to death and monitor our every breath. They'd add hoods to their robes if they had their druthers, just like Hee-Haw, Bump the Smothers brothers. They tilt those hoods and wear hip boots and fish red herrings all in cahoots with leaders who will never learn. Although they fiddle while they watch Rome burn. Burn, baby, burn, baby, burn. Whoa! The court, the high court of last resort. The court, the high court of last resort.
The court,
the court,
the court,
the court,
the court,
the court,
the court.
I think they'll have to build a fort around the court of last resort.
At last report, the court was rather short.
Your rights won't be violated when everybody's implicated. Your car, your home, your pocketbook. Just come on in and take a look. The best defense that money can buy.
What? No money? Then you fry!
The court!
The court!
The court!
The court!
The court!
At last report, the court was rather short.
Say, Wally, what do you think of Jane Fonda?
I fully support Jane Fonda's workout, as long as she works out of this country.
Well, what about her husband, Tom Hayden?
Mr. Fonda reminds me of one of the most famous American military figures of all time.
Yeah? Who's that?
Benedict Arnold.
Say, Wally, what about Walter Mondale?
Walter the Wimp reminds me of the Goodyear Blimp.
Yeah? How's that?
He's full of hot air and he's going around in circles.
Say, Wally, what about these feminists?
I'll tell you, pal, these feminists are getting so out of hand. The other night I saw a bunch of them picketing at Man's Chinese Theater. Now they're demanding the owners open a woman's Chinese theater. Can you believe that?
Oh, no. Wally, is it true you might run for president in 88?
Well, I'm thinking about it, but it's going to be a tough election. I understand the Democrats are going to nominate Gromyko. I mean, who else have they got?
Huh. Speaking of Democrats, what's your opinion of them anyway?
I think they're miracle workers.
Yeah? How's that?
It's a miracle when they do anything that works. Hey, pal, I got one for you.
Yeah? What is it?
How can you tell when a newsman is lying?
Well, I don't know. How?
Whenever you see his lips move.
Say, Wally, what's the real reason the Russians didn't come to the Olympics?
Because their athletes were so fat and out of shape, they couldn't get the plane off the ground.
Say, Wally, what do you think of the gays?
As I've said before, God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Ooh. Do you think Jesse Jackson's going to run for president again?
No, he's beyond that now. I hear Hallelujah Jackson is going to run for God. Hey, hey, hold. I told you when I came in here, I don't want any of that acid rock junk on my record.
You're talking that trash, Wally. You put me on cloud nine.
Yeah, you're going to wind up in cell block nine the way you're going. All right, that's it. Get out of here. All of you guys out of here. I don't need a bunch of degenerates on my record. All of you out right now before I call the cops. Hey, you. Put down the chopsticks. Get the heck out of here. That's it, David. Turn it up. Turn it up. That's the only music I need.
You're listening to our founding fathers screaming and writhing in agony in wherever it is they're hanging out these days. We finished this set with Buy American from Tex Payer Jr., Chris Burke, the sound sculptor, and New World Order. War in the Gulf was the Electric Mud Pies. Albrecht Moreno, Soldiers of Exxon. Chris Burke back again, Oil War, Part 2. The Pheromones, the Supreme Court, and Wally George. Say, Wally. Wally was the Glenn Beck of his day. Now, I want you to imagine you're sitting in your office. You know, it's a quiet afternoon, you're doing your work, and the phone rings. Hello? Hi, this is Johnny's teacher. You know, Johnny's been causing quite a bit of trouble. He's been running around beating up all the other kids, taking everything out of the closet and putting it in his desk. He's been really a pain in the neck. He seems to think that the school is his. Now, what would you do? Well, if you're a good parent, you would say, "My God, that's terrible. I'll come down. I'll talk to him. Maybe I'll meet with you. We'll see what we can do about it." If you're a bad parent, you'll be like, "Hey, tough shit. It's my son. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. He's my son. I pay good money to send him to your stools. So don't bother me. Just leave him alone." Now, if you're a good American, you're going to say, "You know what? There's something wrong here." And if you have any sense, you're not going to vote for the same people that did the same thing to you the first time. If you were a boss and you had an employee who kept screwing up, either deliberately or otherwise, what would you do? Out the door, buddy. Now, if you're a bad American, you're going to be like, "Well, my country, right or wrong, I don't care." There's a lot of bad Americans out there. I want them out of office. You want them out of office. The only people that don't want them out of office are the people who have been having a free ride at our expense, thanks to these guys. I want you to think about stuff. Read the paper. Pay attention, for Christ's sake. Do not lay down. It's not going to do you any good to go out and protest. You're just going to get either arrested or ignored. But change is going to come from within. Within yourself. And within your attitudes towards what we as Americans want. I'll see you next week, okay? We'll have a more cheerful program next week. Here comes your mystery cat. Same guys who closed us out last week.
There you go again. Tax and spend. October surprise. Shining city on a hill. Morning in America. Evil empire as the eye. 4th of July, James Watt, Wayne Newton, Beach Boys, Edwin Meese, Al Hickam. half Hawaiian, bigger hand. Bennett Desire, Elizabeth Dole, deregulation, supply side, free market, trickle down, corporate takeovers, junk bonds, capital gains cuts, tax reform, T-Bone Pickens, Boesky Trump, Michael Milken, Mike Deaver, Dave Stockman, Bob Wallach, Drexel, Burnham, Lambert. You ain't seen nothing yet. Ann Burford, Linda, the singer. HUD, WedTech, Revolving Doors, Northrop Grumman, Lockheed. Arlene North,
I cannot recall.
John Poindexter,
I cannot recall.
Steve Court, Casey, Khashoggi, Bush,
I cannot recall.
Guns for hostages, Contras, Founding Fathers, Sandinistas, Grenada, Panama, Beirut, El Salvador, Nancy Reagan, just say no. Red dresses, anorexia, astrology, where did they go?
Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. We'd sing and dance forever and a day. We'd live the lives we choose. We'd fight and never lose. Those were the days, oh yes, those were the days. Memories may be beautiful, and yet things too painful to remember. We simply choose to forget.
George Bush, the education and environmental president. Lee Atwater, Roger Ailes, James Baker III. Pledge of Allegiance, flag burning right to life. Willie Horton, Boston Harbor, a thousand points of light. Read my lips, no new taxes. Kinder and gentler, freer trade, Daniel Quayle. Baker, Buchanan, Manuel Noriega, Kuwait, Saddam Hussein, BNL, BCCI, SNL bailouts, golden parachutes, triple dip recession, fast track jobs, trade agreements, $4 trillion in debt, Clarence Thomas, Antonia Scalia, Sandra Day O'Connor, Emily Valley, who do you trust or change?
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now, it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.